This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Quick heads up, tomorrow we have Cindy Blackman on the show. That's Carlos Santana's wife. She's an incredible drummer. She's got a record coming out pretty soon. Actually, I think she released it right at the beginning of the pandemic. Is that right?
Sometime around September, I believe. So it was
all like right, so a little bit
pandemic.
Before that. But anyways, you know, it'll be really interesting to hear what they've been doing during this whole thing. So, and she's been on the show before, so we consider her a friend
of
the show.
I love her.
Yeah. So it's going to be really fun to talk.
And I know her from, she was in Lenny Kravitz's touring band.
Right.
Way, way back. Right, so right. I knew of her anyway before she became Carlos's wife.
Mrs. Blackman Santana.
Right.
So she's, what time is she going to be on tomorrow, you guys?
8 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, fantastic. So you'll be hearing her right around this time tomorrow. Cindy Blackman, be looking forward to that. Right now, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone and Tile Showrooms. They're open by appointment right now, so it's a great time to go in, check them out, and get ready for that remodel. Whatever you're doing, they've got the Bay Area's largest supply of domestic and imported stone, tile, ceramic, porcelain, glass, handmade ceramics, and mosaic tiles sourced from all over the world. They have four locations in the Bay Area: Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
Whoa, I think we stopped at the same time that time.
How'd we do it?
I think we did.
Yeah. Oh, cool. We're getting a thumbs up.
All right.
We have this delay thing figured out.
Do we? Because
no.
I think you just.
I don't think
we don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you just like made it clear we're never going to do it that well again. As soon as we get cocky, it's over.
We're going to try, though.
Anyway, listen, let me run through a bunch of stuff here. First of all, it's cold and clear now. It'll warm up and be a really nice day, but we do have rain in the forecast for this week, which we need, so that's good news. And it's going to vary depending on where you're at, as always in the Bay Area. The microclimate thing is
real.
Right. Veterans Day is this Wednesday, so let's remember that as we head into the week. This is an important time to thank and think of the people who've served. And then your headline continue. Well, you know what's funny? Actually, it's not the same. So here we are Monday morning. The announcement was made that Biden and Harris win the election, everyone. It's Saturday, and yay!
But
Monday's headlines are already starting to turn from the celebratory, hey, Biden wins, to what will a Biden presidency mean for California? And then the next headline here, and Biden could face strong opposition to judicial appointments from the GOP Senate. All right. The work has already begun on making this difficult.
Right. Now the job starts. You've been elected. Now the job starts.
Right. Exactly.
And
right.
You're also going to have to fight the one guy to get him out of there, it seems. So.
Right. But you know what? Let's go back to your headline is
yay!
Biden-Harris win.
Yay!
And there's that. So that's the good news. That's sort of. I know it's not good news for everyone. And certainly those texters have written in. That's it. I'm changing my dial now. Please don't. I really wish politics didn't separate us the way that they do.
Yep.
And yet they do. Here's an example of that. An Arkansas police chief has been forced to resign because he threatened to abuse Democrats. The police chief, this is a small town in Arkansas City, where he had to resign because he posted online threats of violence that targeted Democrats. Marshall Mayer, this is Kevin Elliott, the mayor there, said in a statement that he's had to resign effective immediately. And the mayor there says, I strongly condemn his posts. He said the community doesn't in any way support or condone bullying or threats of violence to anyone of any political persuasion. He made comments.
They all pay your salary, sir.
All of them. On Parler, a right-wing site similar to Twitter. And they were no longer viewable as of Saturday evening, but plenty of people knew and captured what he posted. And they were just threats and stuff that you wouldn't expect someone to in his position to say. Like, throw water on them at restaurants, push them off of sidewalks, never let them forget they are traitors and have no right to live in this republic after what they've done.
Wow.
And there was more. So that's, you know, these politics...
This is terrible.
It is really terrible that while we can vote one side or the other, that we can't just accept that people vote on one side or the other.
Right.
It's really that simple.
You can be upset about it. You can be bummed about it. But what you can't do is threaten the other side.
Right.
And frankly, the peaceful transfer of power is what this country is built on. You have to accept that this is how the election went. And fighting it just undermines the entire process.
Well,
stop that.
That's going to happen, so you can stop that. He's going to do that, so we don't need to go there. In fact, as I was preparing the news, I'm like, this is just not our show. It's just all politics. So I'll try to get on to some other stuff.
All right.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine candidate has shown to be 90% effective in early findings. So we may have a good one, everybody.
Is that
they're saying
what they're looking
that
for?
By the time, I'm sorry,
that,
go ahead.
Is that what they're looking for? That level, is that good? Is are we looking?
Yeah,
at
that's
100%
really good.
Or okay,
yeah, that's a great start. That's absolutely the. And they're saying that might be why the market's roaring at the moment. Is
that would be good.
And they're even saying that some of the stocks that are very specific to the pandemic, like Zoom, for example, as
yes.
I look at you through our Zoom
yes,
app.
Hello.
Those stocks are going down now because this is possibly our ticket to freedom, everyone. Anyway, 90%, they say the vaccine was found to be more than 90% effective in preventing the disease. Of course, in any test like this, they have to give a placebo to half the people who, I guess, are
right.
now sick.
That's Crunch. It does seem like a weird thing to give a placebo on, won't you? I don't know. They can test for it. It's not like you'd fake that you had it or fake that you didn't have it.
So they say that the protection begins about a week after the second dose. The two doses are given 21 days apart. And this is a large phase 3 study that continues. So we don't have these aren't the results. They're a result.
Preliminary, right. Okay.
Right. And so we'll have to wait and see if this is in fact the one that is going to go wide. But the news is good. And that's a positive, really positive thing.
The vaccine is the thing. That's what we need.
I just, I still don't know what happened to that football game last night that I watched, but it seems Tom Brady did not show up.
Oh, he was there. He was just didn't seem to know how to play.
His whole team appeared to not be there. Sarah, your team plays tonight, and they're going to be playing the 0-8 Jets. So it's New England
That'll be bad.
New England versus the Pats versus the Jets at 5:15 on Monday Night Football tonight.
Oh,
so
please win, Pats.
There's that. I'm pretty sure we made this announcement early on in the pandemic, but Santa is an essential worker and will be working this Christmas, so no worries there. And they're trying to figure out all of the places that have Santa visits are trying to figure out how to manage them. It looks like one of them, Bass Pro Shops, which we went to them one of the years. There's one of those over near where we used to live on Almaden in San Jose, but it wasn't there when we lived there. Anyway, they're going to have Santa in a plexiglass box.
Oh.
And you'll be able to take photos, but it won't. They'll be.
You won't be able to see the plexiglass in the photo, and you won't be on Santa's lap. So it'll be like your kids standing in front of Santa.
But it's a tradition that a lot of families would miss if it wasn't available. So I do think that the effort, it's worthwhile.
That's a nice way to commemorate the year of plexiglass. I mean, boy, stock in plexiglass must have gone through the roof this year.
Dude.
Everywhere I look, there's some barrier.
Over the weekend, I took both my kids because they're stir crazy and need to be outside. I took them to this park where there's almost no one there. Or in fact, there's no one there. We go to this little park where we know it's on a school ground, so and the school's closed. So I knew we could get over there and go play for a little while. And so we're playing, and these three kids skateboard up, and I'm like, ah, crud. We got to leave. So I don't even bother saying anything to them. I just gather the kids up, and we split. And then we find another little park, and we're in this park, and we're sitting there playing, and you know, I got the sanitizer, and everybody's... Sure. And I've been my camera and I'm doing my whole thing. And then the kids come from that park to this park.
The same kids?
Like, you little rats. Now we got to leave here. Anyway, the point is, I think we're all over this pandemic in the many, many ways it affects us, including you can't even be at the park with other kids.
No.
Because no one's wearing masks and here we are. What do we got to do?
And you're like, I can't even go back to the other park because they might have put their COVID all over that park. And then you start thinking, oh, crap, other kid COVID kids could have been here at any of these places.
No, you know what I thought?
I just have to stay in my house.
I honestly thought that if I go back to the other park, they're just going to follow us there. I think the kids were just bored and wanted to be around other kids. And my
Maybe they were like, ooh, that Isla girl's cute. Ooh, we better go check her out.
Okay, take it easy.
Girl's going to be a heartbreaker. She's adorable.
All right. Well, anyway, we left is my point. I look forward to playing in the park without having to leave. Bryn!
I don't know. Sorry. This is just back.
Hey, listen, I was all about little boys when I was 7 years old. Hey there. How you doing?
You were not.
Sure I was. Are you kidding
me? Well, you were about your cousins.
Second grade. Oh, my God. Don't do that.
Get her.
You know there were little girls chasing you around the playground so you couldn't eat your lunch in kindergarten, for God's sake.
I absolutely...
You're 5 years old.
Yes, I absolutely had some girls that chased me, and my mom had to intervene. But she actually had to go to the school and say, this kid isn't able to eat his lunch because these girls won't stop chasing him. I need you to get that... Call your dogs off.
It's not his fault. Like, he's the cutest boy in the whole school, and all the girls love him.
I don't know if that was the case, but either way, yes. I do know that there are crushes. My kid's not allowed to do that yet.
Oh, really?
Huh. Right. Oh, my God. Look at the time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Thank you so much for that, Sarah.
You're welcome, my darling.
Let's see. Oh, fudge. This thing just... cycled into a different... Oh, here we go. For good COVID-19 vaccine info, check out last night's 60 Minutes. So very hopeful and interesting.
Oh, good.
I didn't see 60 Minutes last night. I was watching Tom Brady get blasted by the Saints. Did John enjoy that? Was he in heaven?
Oh, we sat and laughed. He's like, geez. Oh, you got to watch this one. Oh, watch this one. Oh, there goes being sacked again. Oh, blah, blah, blah. He loved it.
Rock said, what's going on? How come we're not winning the game, huh, Tommy? Ding dong, ding dong.
Would you be saying the threats are terrible if Trump had won? You know there would be a massive violent protest. Funny, the right doesn't really do that. Look, I don't know about that. But I do know that downtown did board up, and I don't think there were any violent reactions to or protests to the results on Saturday.
No. You know what our guy would have done, though?
So I guess everybody gets to take their boards down?
I guess so. He would, you know, the thing is, though, our guy would have conceded. And while we would have been disappointed and might have, you know, there might have been people who got rowdy about it, it was, you know, we didn't lay a year plus worth of groundwork for calling this whole thing a fraud so that we could, you know, become the king. This guy needs to concede, and the people around him need to intervene on him. This is ridiculous. He's getting people wound up in a tizzy. He's doing this. The people he told to stand back and stand by, he's trying to activate them now. He's going to do campaign rallies, for God's sake, about this. This is scary. This is scary as hell.
I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these messages on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.